In San Francisco's Mission District, the graffiti isn't just on the walls. It's in the neighborhood's heart. With its colorful wall murals, it's been called the largest concentration of public painting in the world, embodying culture, passion, and activism. Anise Jacoby is the editor of the book Street Art San Francisco Mission Muralismo. It's one of the few places you can see all the neighborhood's art in one place. She spoke with KALW's Hana Baba in this interview from our archives.
So let's talk about the book. What was the inspiration for the book?
The inspiration for the book came from Susan Cervantes, who is the director of Presida Eyes, and, of course, is a pioneer of working in community. But she became a leader in creating one of the three most dynamic centers of mural arts in the country, Presida Eyes. And she approached me about a decade ago and said, I'd like to do a book. And I suggested that it include all of the art in public in the Mission, which is extremely non-categorical in its styles. And she agreed, and we pursued, and we gathered, with the generosity of many, over 5,000 archival photos. We were only able to get 500 in the book, but it's an indication of the richness of the subject.
You had, but there was 5,000 that you managed to get a hold of.
Yeah, and I'm sure we only have some of the many fine offerings that have come and gone. It's a very ephemeral art form often, not always. Some things have a very long life and are painted with the intention of having a sense of permanence like the Women's Building. But many things are only up for a few hours.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about the history of Mission murals. When did the neighborhood start to become this center for public art?
San Francisco itself has a very powerful tradition of working in public. And some of that was the influence of Diego Rivera and Miguel Covarrubias and the other great muralists from Mexico who worked here in the 30s. They painted the very famous mural that was done on Treasure Island that's now at City College. And in many ways, you could say the entire neighborhood are Frida and Diego's grandchildren, both with their political friskiness, their way in which they're on an art adventure, meaning that through art you can accomplish a lot that changes the way people see things. And that's very powerful.
What is it about the Mission, you think, that inspired this kind of art to flourish? Why the Mission specifically?
Well, the Mission has become an amazing laboratory of cultural activism, certainly, you know, in the last 50 years. It's a lot of years to account for, but if you look at that time period, it has been the home of some of the most significant political and cultural organizations, whether it's the Mime Troupe or Last Gasp Comics or Intersection for the Arts or the Roxy Theater or other cinema. The list goes on in every single media that you have people with political instigation and a sense of creative fervor that cross-fertilizes and in a very authentically magnetic way both draws more creative people. It's also a cafe society, so there's a way in which that you scoff at excess and you dream together that nourishes ideas and the kind of transformation that the rest of the country is often hungry for. So it exports those ideas globally.